current state on 90.5 WKAR. Wagons, farm tools, granite monuments, bricks, and tile. These were all mass-produced products made by Michigan prisoners of the 19th and 20th centuries. It's often been said that prison is big business. In the early days of Michigan state prisons, nearly full employment was reported for the incarcerated. Prisoners labored for numerous private companies, both inside and outside Jackson's prison walls and elsewhere. Brad Florey is a freelance writer who worked for 30 years as a reporter and columnist for the Jackson Citizen Patriot. His recent Michigan History Magazine article is entitled Jackson Prison Industries, Competition Breeds Controversy. WKAR's Peter Wharf opened his conversation with Brad Florey about how Southern Michigan State Prison was originally not planned for Jackson.
Even before Michigan was a state, had begun to call for the need to have a prison. And it was one of the first things that happened when Michigan obtained statehood was a three-man commission was appointed by the legislature to study what kind of prison Michigan should have and where it should be located. And these three commissioners went, you know, to Pennsylvania, New York, and places like that to look at the best way to, the best systems for running prisons. And they made their recommendations, and they came down to three final sites that they recommended, either Jackson or Marshall or Napoleon. And then when they made the decision, they selected Marshall. And this is, I had never heard of that. I don't think most people knew that. Marshall was selected by this commission. However, the people in Jackson apparently were not willing to play second fiddle to Marshall on this. But however they exerted clout in the legislature in the first year of the legislature existed, I don't know how that worked, but the legislature disregarded the advice of their commission and instead selected Jackson. And it's had just a tremendous influence on the development of the city of Jackson right from the start. There were factories that immediately, almost immediately, came to town and set up inside the prison, using the prison labor.
What were some of the things that they made for private companies?
Private companies would come and contract. As a matter of fact, in the earliest years of the prison, there was no such thing as a warden. There was they called him the agent.
The agent is
the one that was in charge of the prison, and that reflected that the agent was responsible for contracting out the labor to these private companies that, they bid on it. And by the way, right from the start, as you might imagine, that was a system that had trouble with corruption, different industrialists wanted the labor and they made the bids. The second agent in the history of the prison was relieved of his duties. I don't know all the exact facts, but it was because his relationship to some of the contractors was apparently too close, or things were a little too cozy.
Right, and free labor was to connect to conflict of interest. Free labor, private companies, unfair competition, the notion of kickbacks and those sorts of things made this an unworkable system, not to mention those who felt that this was slave labor.
Right. First of all, even right from the very beginning, there were some I should say the point of having this labor, it was twofold. One was that people in that era honestly thought that the inmates should pay for their own cost of incarceration.
They should pay their own way, and the state shouldn't have to pay for people. Right. Shouldn't have to pay for people's wrongdoings.
Exactly right. That's almost like they're getting away with something again. Now we have to support them. That was what they thought in that era.
Right.
And there were some years when the state would put out reports very proudly saying that the state prison in Jackson actually made money last year. That was one of the reasons. And later on it developed, there was an argument that it wouldn't be humane to keep these prisoners locked up all day with nothing to do. And they had, by the way, in those early days, they had what would now seem like a fantastic amount of freedom of movement. There were some of the inmates were outside of the prison walls, in fact.
There's still a modest amount of inmate-made products. What's happening today?
Convicts in Michigan still make license plates. That's the famous one. They do that. They make mattresses that are used in some state facilities, clothing that are used, prison clothing. Things like that are still manufactured, but it's so small compared to what it was in the heyday, the number of jobs that it provides. And all along, the fact that inmates could learn a skill and could get in the habit of working was considered good for them in the long run, and that is still true today.
Brad Flory is a freelance writer who worked for 30 years as a reporter and columnist for the Jackson Citizen Patriot. We're talking today about his article, Jackson Prison Industries, Competition Breeds Controversy. A very interesting history. Thanks very much, Brad.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.